making lists, and my mother taught me that when you make a list, the first thing that you should put on your list is 1, make list. Then you can check that off. And when you can check that off, you've got something accomplished.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York City. Welcome. So glad that you're here. This is the point of the broadcast where I say thank you so much for listening. I keep on getting really nice comments and feedback from all over the world. There are people listening in India, so thank you so very much for that. I'm getting a lot of really nice feedback and comments from Australia, California. I mentioned in our last podcast, we talked about Canada. So it's been really a great, great pleasure to bring these podcasts to you. And I invite you to go to castingactorscast.com on the World Wide Web, www.castingactorscast.com. And there you can leave some messages. You can even leave a voice message if you like. That's kind of fun. Let me hear what you sound like, because you're hearing what I'm sounding like. So why not return the favor? But also on the website, you're going to find some handout material, some PDFs that are easy to download, free PDFs that'll help you and give you some guidance. And they correspond to some of the podcasts. And I think on those podcasts I mentioned, but it might be fun to take a look at some of those downloadable PDFs. So today's episode is under the big heading of defining the business of acting. And what I really want to do is spend some time today talking to you about all of the elements that are incorporated into your personal development as an actor. Now, I know this kind of sounds a little bit heady, but I had a really great time at Southern Methodist University over the weekend in Dallas, Texas, and really had a great time with 18 students, acting students earning their BFA degree. We spent a little bit of time on this chart that both Pat and I have worked on and put together. We're calling it Defining the Business of Acting, and it's really kind of a spreadsheet chart kind of thing, breaking down various components of the business. I was really happy to get a couple of questions regarding how do I get to New York City? How do I set up shop? What do I need to do to move there? And those are really practical, hands-on kinds of questions that I appreciated from the class. So I handed out the chart and really spent a little bit extra time talking about some of these personal qualifications that you really need to consider as an actor in order to feel completely satisfied and fulfilled in the business of acting. So I just want to shout out to SMU, those students, and thank you so very, very much. It was really a very nice time, very talented group of people, and they have a terrific program there. So thanks again. As we talk about all of the components that make a successful acting career, one of the areas that we don't spend a lot of time on, I think, is the emotional, physical, and financial well-being that really need to be in place for you to feel like you've been attentive to your own personal needs. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I did a previous podcast, I guess a couple of podcasts ago, talking about My Body, My Business. And that was all about the physical importance of maintaining your good health, being in the best physical shape possible, and why that can contribute to your overall well-being, but it also can contribute to your career and your success model for an acting career. And so we're going to go along those similar lines. We're going to talk about a handful of areas that you really need to make a checkbox for, in my opinion. Once you check off that checkbox, you can move on to the next, because when you do that, you've really accomplished a better sense of control. Because oftentimes, you know, this business can feel like you're out of control. there are things happening, auditions are being thrown at you, you're not sure what your relationship is to your agent, you might not have an agent, so you're in much more control over, you know, what auditions are right for you, and you're kind of flying by the seat of your pants. There's that awful feeling sometimes that you're alone in all of this. By addressing some of these emotional, physical, financial needs, you've now taken a really good first step about being in control of those things that can make a difference. So let's first and foremost talk about number one, especially if you're thinking about moving to New York or Los Angeles or Atlanta or Chicago. If you just heard that, that was my beagle, Roxy. She just is relaxing on the sofa behind me. So I'm sorry if that was a disturbing noise for you. And I'm not going to edit that out. I'm just going to keep on going. So the first thing to consider is your revenue source. So if you're moving to a new place, what is your revenue stream going to be? Because you absolutely have to have a source of income. Now, you might be absolutely blessed with having a very wealthy uncle who left you a lot of money that you don't have to necessarily worry about how you're going to set up shop in a new big city or a new big place. For many of you, though, what do you have in mind when you come to a big city in terms of generating some kind of revenue stream? And that's an important component of your checklist. One thing I do know is that this happens all the time, is that there are some really great money gigs out there for actors waiting on tables, for example, or being a bartender. And those can make you and generate enough income that feels great. But I've said this before, the reality is that you're not going to be really great for a 9 a.m. casting call if you've closed up the bar at 2 o'clock in the morning. Plus the physical strain of being a waiter or a waitress, you're on your feet for long periods of time. All that customer service stuff, that can be really, really draining. This happens frequently where you get a great job and you've got some revenue that's generated, but suddenly your dream of being an actor and making yourself available for those opportunities erodes slowly over time to the point of which your dream is getting replaced with a new reality, which is you're just trying to make ends meet. And I'm not saying that that in and of itself is a terrible thing. Life takes us on all kinds of interesting journeys. But your revenue source is really important that you think about what would be useful in terms of bringing money in, but also making yourself available for those opportunities. After all, that's why you're moving to the city in the first place. So a revenue source is really great brain time. It's really great to spend some time thinking about. A couple of jobs I want to throw out there is, that I know have been quite successful for folks. And one is being a dog walker. There are organizations now that will allow you to go out on auditions and things. And in between time, you're walking your community's pets. You're taking dogs out for walks. It can be fairly lucrative. You can make a good living at it because of the flexibility of the schedule. You might find that that's a really great thing to consider. There's also, if you're really good keyboardist, you know, you can be a paralegal, you can be doing data entry. So there are those kinds of jobs in weird hours and weird times that might be flexible and fit into your career. So that's what I have to say about revenue sources. Give some consideration to what those best options are for you. If you really have an intention of being an actor and you just want to save your pennies before making the move to the big city, which I think is a really great idea, my suggestion is have about 6 months to a year's worth of revenue. Current events is on my list. It's important that you stay up on what's going on in current events. The obvious being that we're living in such a challenging time politically, you know that there are going to be lots of new material being written about our current state of affairs in the United States of America and around the world. So all of the drama that we're experiencing on a day-to-day basis, you know, is going to be written about. So it's incumbent upon you, the actor, to know what those current events are. So I suggest finding some time to stay really current on the events of the day on a regular basis. That way you can get a pulse on what's going on out there, because we know we're going to be seeing it on the stage, on the screen. The third would be, again, I did a whole podcast on this, and that's about your workout, going to the gym, proper diet. So I'm not going to spend any more time about that. You understand the values of taking care of yourself physically and having a good physical routine. Next thing on the list, hobbies and outside interests. See, I happen to come from a belief that you can't really be a good actor unless you've had a lot of really good, interesting life experiences. If you wanted to be an actor all your life and that's all you focused on, then I submit to you that there's a really good possibility that you might have missed out on some really important life experiences. And so having an outside interest, giving of your time by volunteering. I really enjoyed my time volunteering, being a reader for the blind, for example. I thought it was extremely rewarding work that I could give my talent to be able to read out loud to those who had sight issues or were blind, and I really enjoyed that time. Plus, to be selfish about it, the added ability for me to sight read was really enhanced by doing that volunteer work on a regular basis. That's an example of something that you might want to consider, but having an outside interest completely apart from your life in show business, I believe, can really enhance your life experience and therefore even make you a better actor. Moving on from that, the next item on my list would be spiritual. Now, I'm not going to get religious here on you at all. That's not my interest. But I really would like you to consider having a good spiritual foundation, whatever that may be. It involves encompassing an understanding of something greater than yourself. Looking outside of yourself and being in a community of like-minded people is very, very healthy. And that would be a spiritual item on my checklist. Next item on my checklist would be a support network. And I made this pretty clear at SMU this weekend, and that was, you know, get connected to those people that you might have gone to school with, an alumni association, or people who have already graduated who are now set up shop in the city. They might be a really great way to get some additional resource, help, assistance, and support. But having a personal support network, and I'm not talking about friends and family, I'm talking about those folks that you have a like-minded sensibility when it comes to being successful as an actor. So that could be you forming your own group. That could be getting together with alumni, like I mentioned. But it also could be deciding that you're just going to put an ad in Craigslist and say 5 actors to get together to read a play. How fun would that be? So getting yourself out there, but also developing a support network. Remember, maybe you could support somebody as a mentor, or maybe you could support each other's, be each other's support, be each other's mentors, challenge each other. And when you have an audition and you want somebody, a scene partner, maybe get together with that support person. So you see where I'm going with this. It really makes you feel good. And I often say this, but if you do 3 things a day towards your acting career, you will have accomplished a really good day. That support network can play a really important part on making that 3 things a day commitment to yourself. Keeping on the list, relationships. Now, this can get really heavy, really fast. I've seen really fantastic acting careers, take a nosedive because of a relationship. In other words, sometimes a relationship can start consuming your life so much that it's very, you know, that's a choice, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. That really is a choice. But I really want to kind of submit to you to be aware that relationships can have a debilitating effect to an acting career. Oftentimes, a good relationship can enhance an acting career. So I'm not just completely negative about this. But I think that there is an important perspective and, a heart-to-heart with yourself about having a relationship and its value, but also having a really keen awareness of how a relationship can take away from some of those goals and options that you might want for yourself. So some of us are really good at relationships. Some of us could use some help in relationships. I have no real advice, although I'm thrilled and happy with the relationship I've been in for over 25 years. But that's not to say there aren't downsides. There are downsides to everything. I guess I'm saying is it's perspective that will help you make some active choices about where you want to be, not only in your career, but how important and how valuable a relationship can be to you, for you. Those are questions that I think need to be looked at. The next one is family. We are often in denial of this, but sometimes whether our family has been supportive of an acting career that we're choosing for ourselves, or sometimes there's not that much support from family, I think family can contribute really a lot to your sense of wholeness and of well-being. And I think if a family is supportive, then you're very, very lucky and be grateful. If the family is not supportive, maybe there's some work to be done there. But the family is your family. You are a product of your mother and your father. And therefore, being in touch with some of those aspects so that you can feel more actualized and more complete as a human being. And if your family is in the picture, then I believe that that is a supportive, positive thing. And I'm not trying to cast any judgment for those of you who haven't had a positive family experience, not at all. But then I think at that point, it might be important to decide that there is a family outside of your family. Again, maybe perhaps somebody in the support network. Maybe there's somebody in your place of worship. Maybe there's a group of people that are in like-minded situations that you just feel comfortable around. So you can adopt a family if you need to. There's no problem about that. I just think it is part of enhancing who you are as a person. And again, that goes back to enhancing who you are as an actor. As we sum up, those are things that you have control over. You have control over deciding where your revenue source is going to come from. How is that going to happen for you? You have control over how much time you're spending on current events and how much they can affect your perspective and keeping on top of those current events because you understand that that's going to be important information for future projects that you might be up for. Physically, are you going to the gym? Are you working out? How's your diet? Are you in the best physical shape that you can be when you're on the set or on the stage? What hobbies and outside interests do you have? Those outside interests can be a great diversion so that you're not consumed every day. Actors who act like actors are kind of boring, frankly, and I don't want you to end up being that. I would rather have you have some outside interests that just can be not only a diversion, but can really make the world a little bit better place outside of your acting career. Then I think there's a spiritual side that should be looked at. Again, it doesn't matter what that is. I always feel like something greater than myself really contributes to having a spiritual view of the world. Then having a support network. That support network can be actors, it can be alumni, it can be people that you're just meeting, it can be just putting a group together yourself. But having a support network of folks in the business that can help you, that you can help, there's no greater feeling in the world when that support network is there. Then we talked about relationships, how they can be really, really helpful and supportive, and sometimes they can take you away from your objective and your goals, but that's an active choice that you can make, especially if you ask the questions. If you keep those questions about how is this helping, is this enhancing who I am as a person, or am I finding this is a negative space that I'm in, that it's detracting, that it's pulling me away, that the demands of a relationship can sometimes be so challenging that you are losing perspective of why you are pursuing acting as a career, and it can really be a detraction. And then next, of course, is the family. What kind of a family do you have? If it's supportive, that's great. If it's not supportive, then you can adopt a family. Make a family of your own. So those are emotional, physical, and financial needs that should be looked at as an actor. And I hope that this has been helpful to you. I hope it hasn't been uncomfortable. I hope it's, you know, meeting these kinds of concepts head on is the best way to deal with what we are dealing with on a daily basis, especially as it relates to being an artist, being a creative person in this business. Thank you so very much for listening. I had fun doing that. That time went flying by, and I look forward to having you come back. Please share your thoughts with me at castingactorscast.com, and have a great week. Make something happen for yourself, will you? And then let me know about it. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.